Okay, dear friends, welcome back. We have the great Mitch Henderson with us tonight, and we're going to talk about geopolitics of one form or another, as we almost invariably do. It's getting to be winter in Ukraine and areas pertinent to it. How do you see it over there right now? What's going on? First of all, what do you want to talk about tonight? I don't want to get you off your plans.
Okay. Russia has hit all the infrastructure for power and heat, and Ukraine doesn't have that this winter. Okay, they don't have enough fuel. As a matter of fact, they're stealing fuel from the poorest state in Europe, which is Moldova, and they're stealing fuel from Hungary. Okay. So they're just unscrupulous, evil people. I don't know what to say about Ukraine except that this is the front line of the new world order. This is the front line. This is the Antichrist's war. Okay, it's the front line of Marxism, of Bolshevism, of Zionism. Is all happening right in Ukraine right now?
Yep. Not good. And this little cretin, Zelensky, and all of his Zionist Bolshevik handlers, direct handlers, indirect handlers, he's the front man. It's quite remarkable that he's survived as long as he has. I think I think the Russians could eradicate him if they wanted to.
Well, you have to remember, his bodyguards are American trained people,
yeah.
ex-special
yes.
forces, SEAL teams.
Yes.
That's who's protecting him, because he doesn't have anybody that he can trust to protect him. So
that's a good point. That's a good point. And we also should mention Americans. 1,200 Polish killed are getting American-style funerals. That story today in Ukraine.
Yep.
1,200. How many wounded? Several thousands at least. Now, the weapon systems, these advanced weapon systems that we're giving the so-called Ukraine government, they're in almost every case being operated by at least mercenaries, if not outright uniformed, formerly uniformed American and NATO soldiers. They can't give these weapons to these Ukes and expect them to be proficient with them without months and months of training. Forget it. Yeah. So we got boots on the ground all over the place there. If 1,200 Polacks have been killed, how many Americans have been killed? We'll never know. They'll never tell us.
No.
Nope.
So tonight, what I wanted to talk about is the revelation in Genesis. Okay. Although Genesis is a religious text, it was written by people with 2,000 years of experience in Egyptian statehood. So Christians can take it on faith, as I do, and secular people can take it as a template about human nature derived from 2,000 years of Egyptian civilization. I'm going to give a quick sketch of Genesis and what it tells us about our current society and where it is headed. For the religious, I will refer to God. For the secular or pagan, I will refer to nature. Do not be fooled. The woke Antichrist mob hates nature. Heterosexuality is natural, and they hate it. Okay. So let me start for the beginning. I'm going to touch on each thing because they'll tell you about where we're at. Okay, first, God created the universe, the first story. Follow the logic here. God created the universe, including the planet Earth, and all upon it. Creation implies maintenance also. God makes it and maintains it. God knew from the beginning that humans would be messy. Your baby is messy. You have to change his diaper often. God has been cleaning up humanity's mess for 4 million years. Why would he stop now? This is important because the Save the Planet narrative is a blasphemy against God because it is a statement of lack of faith in God. It assumes that humans are greater than God and that we can take care of a problem that God cannot take care of. It's that simple. The Save the Planet narrative is Satan's narrative. It is a secular religion of the Antichrist. Climate change is very real. throughout Earth history, the climate has never been static. Just 14,000 years ago, the Sahara was green. Now it's a desert. All of this happened before any human use of coal or oil. Other areas that are green now will turn to desert, and deserts will turn green over time. It has always been. The Save the Planet narrative uses magical misdirection to make you believe that God is not taking care of the planets, so humans have to. It's also just human arrogance and hubris beyond compare. It points to obvious changes and makes projections that are meant to scare you. Fear is the currency of control. How does the scam work? I remember a show on TV years ago when some guys went out to the public to get people to sign a petition to ban the very dangerous dihydrogen monoxide. They said it was responsible for more deaths than almost anything, and it is in our reservoirs, in our water supply, and it kills people both at home and in public. Dihydrogen monoxide, of course, is water. All they said about it was true. It is, of course, in our water supply. It is water. It kills by drowning. You see, they can tell you the truth about something and make it into a scare weapon. This has been done with climate change. To recap, the woke Antichrist narrative is that humans control the universe, not God or nature. Once again, you can listen to Yuval Noah Harari at the World Economic Forum talking about how humans will control the universe. Okay. So the second story in the Bible, in Genesis, is how man became as God. The Adam and Eve story embellishes this point. Adam and Eve lived in the Garden of Eden, where God took care of everything. Then Adam and Eve decided that God was not taking care of everything, and they had to do it. For example, with clothing. The same as the collective, we have to save the planet narrative. It is a distrust in God. To trust is to have faith in, so man became faithless. Christ makes this clear when he said, "Consider the birds of the air. They do not toil nor spin or gather into barns, but your heavenly Father feeds them." God has, in fact, always taken care of us. We just don't give him credit for it. And we think we do everything for ourselves. This is the essence of humanism. It puts man first in the universe. Humanism is another word for Satanism. Another fact that woke Bolsheviks are trying to suppress is that God made males and females different, and there are two sexes. They insist that gender is not real, but merely a social construct artificially created by man. If God did not make sexes, then a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man. But wait a minute. Aren't the biological differences between men and women obvious? Who are you going to believe, your own eyes or Marxist social justice warriors? To recap, God or nature provides for everything that you need to live. The woke Antichrist mob want you to pay dearly for what God or nature gives you freely, like the air they want to charge you for through carbon taxes. The woke Antichrist mob wants you to deny that God or nature makes humans in different sexes. They want you to quit reproducing and wants there to be no sex except for perverted sex. If you are not gay, you should not be having sex. LGBT plus people's sex is the ultimate birth control. Because remember, their goal is to exterminate us, okay? So Cain and Abel's story is next. Cain and Abel is a story of what man did when he lost faith in God and tried to take care of himself, denying God's power. Cain was a farmer and Abel was a nomad. God is not impressed with Cain's offering because it was the fruit of man's labor, while Abel's offering was a result of dependency on God or nature. So the agriculturalist murdered the nomad that depended on God or nature. The history of civilization begins with the civilized people murdering the nomad people. Flash forward to America. Did not the white agricultural people try to exterminate the nomadic Indian people? The agricultural Hutu people in Rwanda murdered 800,000 nomadic Tutsi people in 1994. The future proves the past. To recap, while Adam and Eve narrative was an individual rebellion against God, the Cain and Abel narrative is talking about the collective rebellion against God. Collectivism denies individualism. Group rights are pushed to supplant individual rights. They've been doing this for 100 years in America. Okay?
Sure.
Yeah. So the next narrative, the flood. When the Lord saw how wicked everyone on earth was and how evil their thoughts were all of the time, he was sorry he ever made them and put them on earth. Just look at what you see on television and the movies. You see the woke Antichrist mob has attempted to redefine morality so that it is inverted. Being sexually moral is not moral. Supporting sexual decadence is moral, and the sexualization of our children is seen as a moral act towards progress. Michael Shermer, an atheist and humanist, in his 2017 book, The Moral Arc, suggested that man had made so much moral progress that he said we were living in the most moral period in our species' history. Really, you call infanticide and euthanasia, or the freedom to murder, feminism, or man-hatred, sexism, or the hatred of heterosexual sex and racism, or hatred of white people, to be the highest morality achieved by humans? It is, in fact, a satanic death cult. This is just how the loss... Just how lost the woke social justice warriors are. They think they are the most moral people in all of history. This is exactly what humans before the flood thought. Good is evil and evil is good. Noah prepared for God or nature's wrath. We should too. It is your faith in God that will get you through the apocalypse, and the preparations you make shows your faith in God. God knows you cannot prepare for every eventuality. So you do all you can, and God will have your back on the rest. Faith in God is faith in God to the bitter end is essential. Never quit, because God will never give up on you. As a Christian, you are not a citizen of the kingdom. You are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. You are a family. You are a family there. Never fear what they can do to your body. Be concerned about what they do to your soul. They can't touch it unless you let them.
There you go.
Okay. So the next story is the Tower of Babel story. First, remember that Babel means. It means the gateway to God. Satanists always name things the opposite of what they are. Sort of like the Inflation Reduction Act actually increases inflation with spurious spending. Printing money to spend is the very cause of inflation, not the cure. So humans built an empire. God described it. These are all one people, and they speak one language. This is just the beginning of what they are going to do. Soon they will be able to do anything that they want. Let us go down and mix up their language so they will not understand each other. What does this tell us? That a one world or globalist government is evil and will be destroyed. The League of Nations was supposed to be the world Antichrist government, and the United Nations is the world Antichrist government. It is headquartered in New York City, the capital of the world. There are competitors. The European Union wants to be the Antichrist government with Macron at its head. It is headquartered in Brussels, Belgium. Brussels is called the capital of Europe. They decided it was the capital because it's halfway between France and Germany, mm-hmm. Which are the leaders of Europe. The European Parliament mm-hmm. building looks just like the Tower of Babel as it was depicted in children's Bibles when I was a kid. Europe even has the mythology of the Antichrist. The Merovingians were said to be descended from a beast out of the sea, which is part of a description of the Antichrist, too. There is the Priory of Zion myth that Christ's twin brother, Didymus, Judas Thomas, was the one who died on the cross, and Joseph of Arimathea paid for Christ and Mary Magdalene to retire in the south of France and raise a family. The myth states that all of the noble families of Europe are therefore actually descended from Christ. This is a blasphemous myth. They have books that trace the bloodlines. According to their genealogy, even I am descended from Christ. Let me assure you, that is a lie. There is no way that such a flawed person as me has Christ's blood flowing through my veins. Even for me to think such a thing is high blasphemy. Christ is my Lord, not my ancestor. What about King Charles III of Great Britain, who is uber woke? According to this myth, he has Christ's blood. Can you look at his history and really think so? So the Tower of Babel story has a man building a giant tower into the sky. Then Nimrod shoots his arrow into the sky to conquer it. Flash forward a few thousand years, and we have the United Nations and we shoot Voyager so far up that is already out of our solar system. When God remarked that they will be able to do anything, just listen to Yuval Noah Harari at the World Economic Forum talk about humans remaking humans through genetic modification, transhumanism, human cybernetics, and integrating humans with artificial intelligence. What a nightmare. Humans have now insulted God just about as much as they can. God or nature. Okay. For those who believe in nature, nature is superior to humans. I mean, humans are a subset of nature. We're dependent on it. Okay, remember how they say that gender is a social construct and has no biological basis? Well, the woke Antichrist mob says the same about race, that it is a social construct not based in reality. Just as we can clearly see the obvious differences between men and women, we can all see that white people look very different than black or yellow people. Race is actually based on facial features, not skin color. This is also very obvious. Yellow eyes are different than white or black eyes. Black noses and lips are distinctly different than white or yellow people's eyes and lips. Race, in fact, is real. In view of the Tower of Babel narrative, man is trying to destroy what God has done. God makes different races, ethnicities, and nations, but the woke Antichrist mob wants to undo what God has done by making just one race and one sex. Noah Yuval Harari goes into this one sex thing. You'll live forever, but you won't be having sex, okay, unless it's homosexual, perverted sex of some sort. Okay, multinationalism, equity, and inclusion.
For those of you listening, if you don't, hold on one second. I just want to tell people who may be new to the program, Mitch is not exaggerating here. He's right on the money. So just take it to your mental, moral, and spiritual bank. It's that good. Go ahead.
Okay, so multinationalism, equity, and inclusion are purely satanic narratives. God already made diversity, and they, in fact, wants to undo it. It is immoral, full stop. Okay, the next story is Abraham and Isaac. Okay, so the narrative of Abraham and Isaac is to point out that while humans are very selfish, God is not. Abraham was ordered by God to sacrifice Isaac on the altar. God wanted to see if Abraham had the faith in God to do it. But God is not that way. He did not want Isaac to die. He wanted this story out there to show that God would sacrifice his son for man, but men don't have to sacrifice their sons for God. He doesn't ask you to. The government of the United States asks you to sacrifice your sons to God and your daughters to God, to the state. Right. God doesn't ask you to sacrifice your children to God, but the state asks you to sacrifice your children to the state. This is their cult of death, their death cult. And while there is no morality without choice, which is why God gave us free will, there's also no love without sacrifice. Men have to sacrifice much for their wives and most gladly do so. And women must sacrifice for their husbands and most gladly do so. Feminism is the narrative of competing with men, which is hatred. And the opposite is men and women cooperating with each other, which is love, and has the advantage of both complementing each other and the benefit of the synergy between the parents for the advantage of their children. The globalists, the woke Antichrist globalists want to destroy this. They don't want you to care about your children. So let's go to the final one I'm going to talk about, the final story, and that is the Sodom and Gomorrah story. The narrative of Sodom and Gomorrah is a narrative of sexual perversion being openly accepted in society. The LGBT have special status and everyone else is forced to tolerate it. It is not just a Christian concept that a society is destroyed for this perversion. The Chinese also believe that LGBT culture precedes the collapse of civilization. And as you know, Sodom and Gomorrah are destroyed, okay? We are there now. Attorney General Merrick Garland ordered the FBI to investigate and prosecute parents who did not want the sexualization of their children into LGBT lifestyles and teach them to hate themselves for being white. That is the official endorsement of the U.S. government, the same government that on behalf of all of us flies LGBT flags at all of our embassies and consulates in the world. This says, we are America and we are gay. Well, I don't think we're all gay. I think less than 10% of us are. Okay, and that is being generous.
Okay? Well, I know that neither you nor I qualify. So, neither you nor I qualify.
No. So the same government that, on behalf of, let's say, okay, so we shove this immoral decadence down everybody's throat. America is, in fact, Sodom and Gomorrah on steroids. It has never been so flagrant. Does God bless America? I think we have made ourselves into the enemy of God. Let me spell this out for you in real time. This is going on right now. The Russian Duma, the Congress, passed a law called, quote, on the protection of traditional values. The law prohibits the spread of LGBTQ materials to both minors, as the previous law mandated, and now adults, and applies to the media, internet, and cinema. It also mandates that the advertising industry to prohibit the demonstration of non-traditional sexual relations or preferences. Vyacheslav Volodin, chairman of the State Duma, said, "We must do everything to protect our children and those who want to live a normal life. Everything else is sin. Sodomy, darkness in our country is fighting this." Well, right. America, you stand for sodomy. You stand for the destruction of traditional values. You stand for the destruction of the family. That is America. It's America versus Russia. Okay? It's not just over Ukraine. It's over American bullying the rest of the world into their gay, woke narrative. Okay? Prior to the vote in the Duma, U.S. Antichrist Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Russian lawmakers to withdraw the bill and, quote, respect the human rights and dignity of all. Let's be real. Dignity is defined as the state or quality of being worthy of honor and respect. What is worthy in being a sexual pervert? What is dignified about that? Why should a sexual pervert be honored? Pride among LGBT people is called being reprobate. Morality makes LGBT shameful. Satan wants them to feel proud, proud in their sin.
Pride. The Russian what they call their little demonstrations, pride.
Right.
Pride marches, yeah.
So the Russian embassy in Washington put out a statement saying that they noted that the statements of numerous U.S. officials criticizing the bill, saying, quote, "We consider such statements as gross interference in our internal affairs. Russia consistently stands for the protection of family values and rejects attempts by Western states, led by the United States, to impose pseudo-liberal and perverted ideas about human rights on other countries." Canada also condemned the passage of the bill, accusing Russian lawmakers of, quote, "creating a climate of fear and intimidation amongst LGBTQ people and impacting the human rights of all in Russia." Most Russians are not LGBTQ, so to the contrary, they are probably relieved that they don't have to put up with having LGBT lifestyles shoved down their throat with the backing of the FBI or KGB in this case. The Russian embassy in Ottawa made a statement that Canada should keep their alien beliefs to themselves. And they said this, quote, "By opposing the bill, Canada is deliberately distorting reality by conflating the concepts of individual sexual preference and universal human rights. One person's freedom ends where another man's freedom begins. We believe that non-traditional relations propaganda infringes the rights of the traditional majority of Russian citizens willing to protect themselves and their children from being imposed with precepts that are alien to their spiritual and moral values." I mean, listen to this, okay? I mean, I grew up in a time where the USSR, the Soviets were the bad guys, we were the good guys. We actually talked about being moral and moral values and family values and stuff. That's all gone. Now the Russians are talking about family values, and we are dead set against any family values, okay? We can, in fact, relate in the West. The Balenciaga kitty porn ad campaign received a lot of backlash. Featured in Balenciaga's child BDSM ad was a picture of the 2002 Ashcroft versus Free Speech Supreme Court case, where the the U.S. Supreme Court struck down portions of the U.S. federal legislation outlawing child porn. Yes, the Supreme Court is on the side of the child pornographers and the child molesters. While child pornography is protected in the West, Russia is banning it, making sure that child pornography and child molestation is not protected behavior in their land. You see, the general welfare of the people in Russia includes children. This case made the Balenciaga child porn 100% legal in the United States. Just how bad does it get? The dean of Trinity College in Cambridge, England, Dr. Michael Banner, has said that Jesus Christ is transgender. To blasphemy, that's how far it goes. Now Jesus Christ is claimed to be a transgender person. It is an attempt to turn Christ into Baphomet, the Satan that is depicted as transgender. Baphomet was the centerpiece of Aleister Crowley and his Golden Dawn bunch, and that has morphed into everything we see now. Okay, this is how decadent and filthy they have become. Next year, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes copyright expires, so they already are getting ready to release on Netflix a tranny version of Sherlock Holmes. Only 0.005% of the American population is transsexual. Why do the rest of us have to recognize their delusions? Why do we have to play along with what they are doing for pretend in their mind? After the Q Club mass shooting in Colorado Springs, an attack on transgender people at a drag show perpetrated by a transgender person, the Marxist Democrats called for gun control and banning assault weapons. They should call it the Give Up Your Guns for Trannies campaign and give every man that turns in a gun a dress, stockings, and high heels. That would be my suggestion, because if you turn in your gun, you're a sissy and you deserve everything bad that comes your way. So Marxist Congress thing, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez chastised Colorado Congresswoman.
Did you call her a thing? Good.
Yeah, she's a Congress
Good.
Thing.
Yes,
okay.
She is.
So she chastised Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert for, quote, elevating anti-LGBT plus hate rhetoric and anti-trans lies, while MSNBC reporter Brandi Zorajny complained online the libs of TikTok account has demonized LGBT people by calling them groomers and pedophiles. She blamed the libs of TikTok for the shooting in Colorado Springs. You see, Marxist Democrats use every tragedy to try and abolish the First and Second Amendments. Mm-hmm. A recent poll showed that 57% of Americans support a ban on teaching young children about sexual orientation and transgender issues in public schools. The other 43% must be pedophiles themselves. It is more likely that the campaign to sexualize our children, to wit the Balenciaga child BDSM ad campaign, is more likely to cause actual violence to children. Just like in Ashcroft versus Free Speech, the Supreme Court ruled that the sexualization of children is constitutionally protected, but there is nothing in our land to protect children. But of course, children's rights are never protected. Their lives mean nothing. Their moms can even murder them. On the international level, the United Nations even virtue signals to protect LGBT people. They officially renamed monkeypox to just mpox because the term monkeypox somehow implies that black people are monkeys and they don't want black people to be offended. The term links black people to homosexuality. They must have filthy minds, because since I became aware of monkeypox in the 1980s, such thoughts never entered my mind. George Orwell said, if thoughts corrupt language, then language can corrupt thoughts. He said, they are changing words to ensure language is vague or meaningless because it is intended to hide the truth rather than express it. He also said, language alone has the power to eliminate both the creation and expression of any rebellious thoughts, and therefore to create a perfectly obedient society. America, you are a perfectly obedient society. You will be obedient until they come to your door and execute you. Okay?
It's all true. Yeah.
Perhaps this is why Americans will not protest like the Brazilians do. We are comprehensively brainwashed through our entertainment, and they are not. People in Latin America don't watch as much TV as Americans do. Okay, so and their music tends
Look what's happening in Brazil. Remarkable. They know the election was a fraud, and the military has said we are firmly committed to Bolsonaro. In other words, Lula or Lulu had better get his butt out of there. They're going to give him an ultimatum. They're going to tell him to leave. Get out. Yeah. There's a fix. No, we're not doing this. Sorry. I hope it happens tomorrow. I can't wait.
Well, you see, even in Chile elected a very woke young president named Bannock.
There's a big communist movement in southern Chile. It's a lot of liberal, libtard, woke, creep scum down there.
Well, what he did is he had written up the most woke constitution on earth. Well, they apparently have free and fair elections in Chile because the people went and turned it down, hands down, by a landslide. They said, no, not this stupidity. We're not going to do it. So the truth of this matter was spoken by Paul in the New Testament. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, in high places. There is no better description of our current American government than that. Because look at the rot we have at the top. Look at what these people do up there. It's filthy. It's nauseating what they are. I mean, wow, you know. So let me give a little bit of a Russian update, too, because there's kind of a lot of things happening. So the United Kingdom started sending Brimstone 2 missiles to Ukraine. This was a stated red line for Russia. You see, the West keeps doing a mission creep in Ukraine that will lead to war between NATO and Russia. The pedophile evil clown Zelensky keeps trying to get a nuclear war started. Witnesses false flag attack on Poland in his continuing effort to cause a nuclear catastrophe at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Zelensky is the most dangerous man on earth, and both Democrats and Republicans are kissing Zelensky's ass as if he was their god. He is far more dangerous than Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un cannot
That. You are correct. Thank you. Well said.
Well, listen, Kim Jong-un cannot get CBS to retract the story. Kim Jong-un cannot get the head of Amnesty International fired.
Good point.
And Zelensky did both. Okay.
Yep.
So who's ruling our world? Vladimir Zelensky? We take our orders from him, believe it or not.
And his handlers.
Right. Another reason to boycott elections is that Republicans are Zelensky's bitches. Who precisely? House Representatives Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, Kevin McCarthy of California, Mike Rogers of Alabama, Mike Turner of Ohio, and Michael McCall of Texas, who are all going to be in defense-related leadership positions in the new Congress. Michael McCall of Texas actually wants Ukraine aid to increase and has promised to send Ukraine heavier weapons that clearly cross Russia's red lines. Even if we vote against the Marxist Democrats, we are still voting against our own interests. The Republicans do not represent us anymore. They are lost. They have caved to the Marxist Democrats. They are in lockstep with them. Okay, time to wake up and realize that Satan is in control of our nation.
Sad to say, I couldn't agree more. It's not a legal elected government. We know that. We know 2020 was outrageously fraudulently perpetrated on us, the people. We know 2022. Yeah. Was even worse.
Obviously,
because they
fraudulent.
Got better at it. That was a joke.
Well, listen, in all honesty, okay, let me assure you, I'm not any kind of a prophet. I'm not even a Christian preacher. I do not have any credentials or anything to do any of that stuff, okay? But what I do notice very obviously is that, Russians are they're paying to defend themselves, morally defend themselves. And we are there to morally destroy Russia. We not just morally destroy them, but destroy all morality within Russia. They have destroyed morality within the United States. The immoral people run the show. They get to talk about everything. They get to cancel other people. Silence all the voices against them and stuff. Okay, you can't speak for morality, for Christianity, for anything like that in the United States, or you're a domestic terrorist. Okay, and what are they going to do with domestic terrorists? Well, there'll be a lag time, but they're going to round us up and throw us in camps and execute us. Okay, they will do that. It's just time. They know they can do it now because they just looked, they just saw that they rigged an election that was so obvious. And that's why I was saying I'm not a prophet or anything, but how could I know the night before the election, how could I know that the Democrats were going to win, were going to take a sweep? How did I know that? I knew that because it's so obvious that everybody should know that. We do not have free and fair elections in America. We are not a democracy. We are a totalitarian police state. We just haven't woke up yet and realized it. It's like Plautus, this Roman playwright back in Roman times. He said there's two kinds of slaves. There's a slave in chains sleeping on a hard floor with an empty belly, and he knows he's a slave. Then there's the slave that has a full belly, sleeps in a soft bed, okay, and can roam free. And he has no idea that he is a slave. That is us, Americans. We are slaves, and we don't know it. We have not acknowledged it yet. Just think about 2020, what was that all about? It was all a big obedience test. And guess what, America? You passed the obedience test.
Trump passed too. Trump passed as well. He sold those poor people out. He set them up. Oh, sickening.
Yes, he did. Not only that, I know there's a lot of people that like Trump, and, you know, I kind of respect that. But at the same time, the police state started under his leadership, okay? He's the one who pushed for the vaccine. He's the one who did not build our wall, even though he had 2 years with a Republican Congress to get that done. He did not deport hardly any aliens. Actually, this is a shame, but Obama deported more aliens per day than Donald Trump did, okay? So, listen, he ran in 2020. They rigged the election against him. They rigged the election against his followers in 2022. You know, he's going to press on to run for president in 2024. Doesn't he see that they're just going to rig the election against him? And at this point, he did not stand up for the January 6th people. Do you think the Americans are going to go out in the street and protest that he did not get fairly elected? I don't think so, and he doesn't deserve that, okay? He has not been on our side, okay? He's trying to you know, he's not hot or cold. He's trying to stay there in the middle. He's acting as if everything's normal in America, you know?
Yeah.
That he just has to, we're just going to have a vote and put him in, and then he'll say he changes about a thing, big, big, beautiful, wonderful walls, and said the best, the prettiest walls ever, but it's not going to be built, okay? Because the agenda is the Zionist globalist agenda. It's the satanic antichrist agenda. Trump cannot change that. Okay, he's not powerful enough. Okay, so let me give you a China update. Remember last week, South Korea had lost faith in us and approached Russia and China to help solve the North Korea issue? The United States has only one plan, and that is war. The South Korean leadership does not want to exterminate all of their people like the U.S. leadership so stubbornly pushes for. Taiwan held elections last week, and thanks to the fact that they have free and fair elections, they voted out the ruling Democratic Progressive Party of President Tsai Ing-wen in these elections. According to Reuters, the people of Taiwan do not want to die in an invasion, and they are very unhappy with Pelosi's buddy Tsai for putting them at risk of war. Too bad Ukraine is not a democracy. If it wasn't an American puppet, maybe there would not be a war there. The people of South Korea and Taiwan can clearly see that the threat of war that the United States threatens the world with. They love their families and their children and do not want them to die for the sake of American power, actually Antichrist power. I wish Americans loved their children as much as these people do. We don't even protest the danger of nuclear conflagration that our satanic Antichrist government is trying so hard to bring upon us. Okay? So everything's going to go. Listen, there will be a war in Taiwan. World War III is you know, if you look at the history of all world wars, they always kind of start out slow. They pick up, they spread like contagion into other areas and stuff. You know, it's just like they is sort of like, look at Russia and Ukraine now. What are they doing? They're basically doing a siege on Ukraine. They're blocking off all their food, their power, their energy, stuff like that.
They're going to force them either to walk out of the country or walk to Donbass and get with the program. I don't know which.
Well, one of the two. So, you know, so when I wrote up this thing, I was just looking at a couple days' news, just a couple days, to get this about all the trannies and LGBT pushing the sexualization of children. Well, guess what? The Washington Post today gave heaps and heaps of praise on a play that's going on called Downstate. What this play is about, it's about a group home of pedophiles, and the purpose of the play is to make you feel some sympathy with pedophiles. You see how we're bombarded with this? Listen, people, I know you see the term LGBT plus everywhere. Do you know what the plus is? The plus is pedophilia. Okay. So they're doing it. And listen, as an old vice cop, let me just tell you my experience, because the big lie for years has been that homosexuals are not pedophiles. Okay, I beg to differ. I beg to differ on basis of personal experience. When I was a little boy, I had these men pawing me all the time. I had so many homosexual men come on to me that it was aggravating, actually. Now, they never got me, but they tried. Yeah. I mean, my music teacher rubbing my legs. I mean, all this stuff.
How
it's just disgusting, okay?
Yeah.
So when I become a vice cop, I have to work down. I am focusing a bit on that.
Nobody fooled you, Mitch. No, I know it. Nobody fooled Mitch. You got it.
The gay bars and stuff like that, I had to set up create a rapport with the LGBT people. Okay, because if I'm involved in investigating crimes amongst them, it's good if I know about them. So I let them speak freely to me. Okay, like some of the people I talked to a lot were the bouncers at the gay bars, who were generally gay people themselves. And you know what they told me almost unanimously? I never talked to a gay person who did not tell me the same thing. Their perfect idea of a sexual partner is a 8 to 12 year old boy. A 13 year old boy is too old for them. Okay.
Wow.
So, you know, I listen to them. I have my experience, and I listen to them, what they say themselves, and it contradicts the narrative, the false, lying narrative that homosexual people are not pedophiles. Okay, let me clarify that not every homosexual is a pedophile. I don't know that, but I know in general, plenty of homosexuals are pedophiles. They prefer young boys. Okay.
They call them chicken hawks. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So this is a true thing. If somebody listens to our program, they could say, oh, this is like an anti-LGBT rant. Well, yes, it is an anti-LGBT rant. And, why are they getting this rant? Because they're trying to shove their lifestyle down our throats. We don't have their problem, and we don't want to deal with it because we don't have that problem. Why should we deal with it?
Right.
Okay? Why should that be a part of our world? Why should we accept them? It goes from tolerance to demanded acceptance, because what they demand now is that we accept them. We accept them as moral and good people. They are not moral.
No, that's
not
going to fly. That is not going to be our new moral, virtuous state of thinking, acting, and being in this culture. No, no. They're a minority. That's where they're going to stay. They want to do what they want to do. Fine. Keep it out of children's elementary school libraries. Keep them away from so many things. It won't work. You're going to end up with human lives being destroyed. That's not what this country is about. Children's lives, my God, they're being injected with this bioweapon death already. Haven't they got enough trouble?
No, they don't have enough trouble. They want to heap more trouble on them. Listen, the quality of the lies that the government tells us, just pay attention to the quality of their lies. So they lie to us. They say gender is a social construct. There's no woman and no man. Like Ketanji Jackson Brown wouldn't even admit that there's such a thing as a woman. And she's a woman. Whether she likes it or not, she's a woman. Okay. And so what are they doing? We can look with our own eyes and we can see there's a distinct difference, not just on the level of physical appearance and biology. There is a distinct difference there, but also in the way that we think, the things we like, the things we like to do, they are very different also. Okay. So that would be the social construct part, but the biological construct is real. So what they're trying to do is get you to believe something, a lie that is obviously a lie, and they are succeeding. Okay. The second one is race. Yeah. They say that race is a social construct. Specifically, they say it's a social construct to oppress black people. So we all notice that, you know, black people, yellow people, and white people all look different. Okay. And it's obvious. We can see that they look different. But they're trying to make us believe that they aren't different. Okay. The second thing is the other component.
Well, that goes back to the biggest lie of all. All men are created equal. Wrong.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, Mitch, if these five different racial groups were created by, genetically, ETs long ago and placed on this planet to be studied and watched and all the rest of it. They did not come from the same source. They're all different. Terribly different.
Well, they are different. It's like when I sit down. Let me tell you something. It's because I can explain this from experience. So I speak fluent Spanish. Okay, I think in Spanish. I can talk in Spanish. I can listen in Spanish. I even dream in Spanish. Okay.
When I'm
talking in Spanish, I can notice my personality is different. It's not the real me. It's a new me that's been shaped and formed by the grammar of the Spanish language. Okay. Even people that Turkish people are supposed allegedly white people, but if you listen to them talk, it's like people on Mars. If you listen to like I'm of a Slavic background. My mother's family is Slavic. My father's family, they're Norwegian Pictish people from Scotland. But I was raised in a Germanic culture, okay, which America is. And when I look at the Slavic culture, okay, although I say nice things about it, I in fact am not a Russian. I in fact don't think I could get along in Russia very well, okay? I probably do all right, but, you know, it's an alien culture to me, okay? Mm-hmm. And it is a difference. It is very different. Your language makes you be a different person, okay? If I can learn a new language and be a different person when I speak that language, even my dreams are different when I am dreaming in Spanish. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
So language has an effect on the way you see the world, the way you act, and the way you interact with the world. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly why they want to control language.
Wow. Interesting, for sure. I just don't know. Who set this planet up like this? Put five races on five different continents, basically. Somebody did it. This was no happenstance, no natural evolution.
Yeah, I personally just don't know. There's a lot of speculation, but I can't say that it's this or it's that, you know. So.
Right. Wow, terrific, Mitch, as always. And a lot of people listen to your programs 2-3 times. They get so much out of them. So thank you on behalf of many people.
You're very welcome.
Okay, see you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mitchell Henderson. What great people on this program, wonderful people. You make it possible. Thank all of you for being here. We'll be back tomorrow night, 21 hours. Take care, and you still have a little time to prepare. Hope you can do it. Talk soon.